Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week you talked about how God waits for us. And you were sharing how there are times when you're praying and you're waiting for an answer or you're waiting for maybe the next thing and you can be frustrated that you're waiting. Sometimes you can be okay that you're waiting, but I would suggest that for many of us, we are more frustrated when we're waiting than we are content.
Waiting can be seem so long.
It can. But what I liked is you asked this question. You said, are we sometimes not listening or did we ask God the wrong question? Because you were sharing how sometimes we can be saying to God, hey, God, I'm waiting. And he's actually giving us an answer, but we're not alert to it. We've maybe shut our ears off. So we like, well,
because we only want a certain answer.
Exactly. We only want one answer. Or this one I think is an interesting one. Did we ask the wrong question?
Because you know, like in a quiz, someone says, I've seen it on TV sometimes, they ask a question and someone answers it. I'm thinking, oh, they've taken the question wrong.
You took it a different way. Yeah.
And sometimes we could do that. And so, or we, like we've asked God the question, but he's taken it a certain way, God's way. And answered it correctly, but we had a different slant on it.
And so sometimes when we go to prayer, we can be like, yeah, we've either got a certain answer that we're waiting for, or God, I suppose, needs to, not God needs to, that's telling him what to do, or we need to be open to other possibilities of what God might want to say. And you shared a scripture from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, and I'm going to read it. It says, therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. And you really focused on that word, the beginning of this verse, the word therefore. Because if you're saying the word therefore, it means something went.
Has gone before it. Yes.
And the understanding that I got when you were sharing about therefore was you asked another question, which is, am I waiting because I'm not ready to receive what God has? Because God's saying he waits to be gracious to you, and what's God waiting for?
Me.
If I'm waiting, what's God waiting
he's
for?
He's waiting for me.
Yeah. So it's like we're both waiting. It's like we're at an impasse.
Yes.
It's like we're both waiting. And so, yeah, if God's waiting for me, what's he waiting for?
Change of attitude, change
for,
of heart, change of image, change of thinking, change to even turn to him and ask.
But isn't it funny to think that we think we're the ones waiting and God's like,
I'm waiting for
me.
You.
Yeah. But he's but what's he waiting to do? He's waiting to be gracious.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Like,
isn't it? Yeah, it is beautiful. Very beautiful.
If we change our heart, change maybe what we were thinking, be more open to what God wants.
Even not change, but have that question mark of query of, have I said it wrong, Lord? Am I on the wrong track, Lord? You know what I mean? It's like the prodigal son. The prodigal son is feeding these pigs after he's spent all the money of his father and rejected his father and basically told his father, I wish you were dead because I've got your inheritance now. And then goes, oh, my goodness, even the servants live better than this.
Yeah,
I think I'll go back. And he says, I've got to say sorry to Dad, to the father, right? And so he's trudging along, walking back home, probably thinking of what he's going to say. And God the Father is looking out for his son that left him, that rejected him. And what does the father do? When he sees a glimpse of his son down the road, he runs to him, which in those times the father never ran because he was the noble, proud father of the house. And he's saying that if you just turn back, just glimpse towards me, God is there for us. And so he's waiting to be gracious.
I like that. Just for a glimpse.
Just as like, you know, you're behind a curtain and all we have to do is put our hand to the curtain to start pulling it back. To say, okay, Lord, what's your thoughts? So what do you want me to do? God's there.
Yeah, yeah. And then that scripture continues and says, what does he want to do? He wants to rise up and show us mercy. And it also says that blessed are those who wait for him. So it's like God's waiting for us. And so we should have, I would describe it as this openness for whatever. An extra bit of questioning. Like, God, what do you have for me? Am I asking the wrong question? But
Mary asked, the angel came from God to announce you're the mother of God. And she goes, how can that be? She wasn't denying the angel or God what he was saying. She was going, really?
Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah.
But then that God would bless us in the waiting.
Yes.
So almost, it's like a don't give up.
Yes.
That keep waiting, even if it's frustrating.
The answer will come.
Because God wants to bless us, and also we know that God wants to be gracious to us. So it's really, that's an encouragement.
Very much so.
To keep going. Yeah. So I've just put down for the weekly challenge, what should my therefore be? Meaning, what is it that I need to maybe change, ask a different question, seek
the answer he might have already given me?
Yeah, be open to what God's doing around me. So that's the weekly challenge. What do I need to change? Is it a heart attitude? Is it something in my life? And then we know that God wants to bless us.
Yeah.
Mm. So we hope that chat has really encouraged you. Maybe it's a challenge for you, a season that you're in right now. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.